could be oh so good when he wanted to. Bad or good, he understood that love and other things. For every girl in town followed him around just to hold his hand and sing. Oh, Johnny, how you can love. Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, heavens above. You make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you're near, I just can't sit still a minute. I'm so, oh, Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it's true, but when I look at you, I just, oh, Johnny, uh-oh.
Was a song about old Johnny. It was a big hit in 1939, a few years ago. Orrin Tucker's orchestra with Wee Bonnie Baker, who was known to her friends as Evelyn Nelson. That song was written in 1917 as Old Johnny, How You Can Fight. It sold 1 million copies back then, and then sold 2 million more in 1939 when they changed the words to How You Can Love. That alone would have made it unusual, but the fact that it's a song about a man makes it rarer still. For every song written about a man, there must be 1,000 songs about women. Easy to see why, of course, most songwriters are men. Tonight on Scratch Your Grooves, we'll hear a lot of these unusual records, women singing about men. Here's another example, Helen Morgan.
I used to dream that I would discover the perfect lover. Someday I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came round my way. I always used to fancy then he'd be one of the godlike kind of men with a giant brain and a noble head, like the heroes bold in the books I've read. But along came Bill, who's not the type at all. You meet him on the street and never notice him. His form and face, his manly grace, is not the kind that you would find in a statue. Oh, I can't explain. It's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's wonderful, because he's play golf or tennis or polo or sing a solo or row. He isn't half as handsome as dozens of men that I know. He isn't tall or straight or slim, and he dresses far worse than Ted or Jim. Oh, I can't explain why he should be just the one man in the world for
Morgan. Women singing about men tonight. Here's Ethel Waters from Blackbirds of 1928, Baby of Mine, meaning a man, not a baby. Ethel Waters.
They're telling me somehow I can guess how it seems. Why, there's a He-Man upsetting me, made for me, man, who's getting me. And I need him more than I need my
back to 1928, Blackbirds of 1928, Ethel Waters. Now one of my favorites, probably the favorite female vocalist, Ruth Etting. Let's talk about My Sweetie.
Sweetie, stop, my sweetie, be here. If he
few scratches in that record. Getting a little old. Ruth Etting. Women singing about men. Here's Tess Gardella to sing about the man she loves. Can't help loving that man.
Be something that the angels don't plan. The chimney's smoking, the roof is leaking, but he don't seem to care. He can be happy with just a sip of gin. I even love them when his kiss has got gin.
Tess Gardella. Great sense of rhythm, great voice. Now let's have three in a row. We'll hear from Marlena Dietrich, Ruth Etting, and Sophie Tucker in that order, singing about what else? Men.
The next song is the very, very first song I ever sang or ever recorded. I have to sing it in the original language because no English lyrics were ever written for it. But I tell you what it's about. It's about a girl calling her man on the telephone, telling him to come over. If he's not free in the evening, the afternoon will do. Johnny.
Zu Gast die ganze Nacht. Johnny, ich träum so viel von dir. Ach, komm doch mal zu mir. Nachmittags um 3:30. Oh, Johnny, wenn du Geburtstag hast mich dein Arm umfasst die ganze Nacht. Johnny, dann denk ich noch zuletzt, wenn du durch jeden Geburtstag hat. Johnny, wenn du Geburtstag hast, bin ich bei dir zu Gast die ganze Nacht. Ich träum so viel von dir, ach komm doch mal zu mir, nachmittags um 3:30. Oh, oh Johnny, wenn du Geburtstag hast und mich dein Arm umfasst, die ganze Nacht.
Thank you. mine. If you're through, let me say a word or two. Boy, you haven't seen nothing yet. Wait until you see mine. You'll soon enough find out just why I rave about my pet, how I love him, my pet. Speaking of him, say I bet there's nobody like my pet. Why pet with another, my pet, pet's no other, and I pet with nobody but my pet. He's so refined, sweet and kind, a perfect gem. Has he got it? Lots of it. Oh, baby, he's got them. My pet told me cutely that I'm set, absolutely. So I pet with nobody but my pet. I don't know enough fancy words to tell you how he looks. Gosh, oh gee, he's a pal you've got to see. I wish I were one of those birds who write those poetry books. I'd wear my pencils out, just writing poems about my pet, how I love him, my pet. Speaking of him, say I bet there's nobody like my pet. Why pet with another, when my pet, pet's no other, and I pet with nobody but my pet. He's so refined, sweet and kind, a perfect gem. Has he got it? Lots of it. Say he's got these and those and them. My pet told me cutely that I'm set, absolutely. So I'll get plenty petting from my pet. Ya-da, da-da-da-da, ya-da, da-da-da-da, ya-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. Da 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 da. So he's so refined, sweet and kind, a perfect gem. Has he got it? Lots of it. Say he's got these and those and them. My pet told me cutely that I'm set, absolutely. So I'll get plenty petting from my pet.
Sophie Tucker. Before that, Ruth Etting, and before her, Marlene Dietrich. My Pet, Mean to Me, and Johnny. Women are singing about men tonight on Scratchy Grooves. Doesn't happen very often. Fanny Bryce sang this number in Ziegfeld Follies. It was a departure for her. She was a comedian. She sang this rather dramatic, tear-jerking number and made it famous. Fanny Bryce, My Man.
All that I soon forget will
Fanny Brice, singing about an old-fashioned man. Maybe a little too old-fashioned. He beats me too, what can I do? Turn him in. Here's Helen Kane, My Man Is on the Make.
One unselfish thing, but I loved him at first sight. Oh, but he didn't treat me right. My man is on the make. Oh, he won't be hard to take. Oh, mama, get ready my wedding veil. Oh, he's trembling on the brink. One push him down, he'll sink. Oh, papa, your daughter won't fail. He worked himself into a lather. He's ready to puff, 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 puff. All ready to gather. And I'm ready, red hot stuff. Oh, cut up my wedding cake. Here's where I get my great horse. My man is on the make.
Let's have a couple more. Marion Harris from 1930, My Man from Caroline, and the Williams Sisters with Ben Pollock's Orchestra, 1926, He's the Last Word. First, Marion Harris.
A new kind of Romeo. I'll tell you this, such love and bliss I never knew existed. I swear by stars above him, and I wouldn't tell a lie. I couldn't help but love him, and here's the reason why. My sweet man from Caroline, his hugging is, his loving is a thing divine. My man from Caroline, when his lips are close to mine, I quiver up, I shiver up and down my spine, my man from Caroline. He's got that thing in the moonlight, makes the birdies sing in the moonlight, like they never did sing in the sunlight. They think they're in heaven. I won't share his love no time, none of it, 'cause I love him, 'cause he's mine, all mine. find my man from Caroline. I don't want nobody else but my sweet man from Caroline. Nobody has such loving as this man of mine who comes from Caroline. Some folks say that love's a crime. If that is true, I'm telling you he's steeped in crime, my man from Caroline. He makes love with such persistence when he's within kissing distance. I lose all power of resistance. I'm his and he knows it. In his eyes I see that sign. He's satisfied and I'm satisfied. He's mine, all mine, my man. I know that nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina with my sweet man, my man from Carolina.
Thank you.
now it's time for Scratchy Groove's request time. Not tonight, no. A couple of requests from last week. A gentleman called in, wanted to hear Red Sails in the Sunset. Got a little bit of that for you tonight by Guy Lombardo. And Ramona, an old hit by Gene Austin.
Beside the waterfall, I dread that dawn when I awake to find you gone. Ramona, I need you, my own.
Brian Lee Hart called in to say that was a number one song back in 1928. Ramona, by request. If there's a song from that era, or earlier, or even a little later, you'd like to hear, I'll play it for you next week if you'll call me at 451-2701. 451-2701. Now back to women singing about men for a change. Here's Sophie Tucker. He's tall, dark, and handsome.
Teddy, I'm so excited. I'm just as nervous as I can be. It's wonderful to feel the way I do. And I'm sure you'd be delighted, and you'd feel the same as me, if what has happened happened to you. Can you guess?
Well, so many things could happen to you, I give up.
Is that nice? I'm surprised at you. All right, listen. It's the first time he and I met. I'm in love again, and I'm all set. And he's tall and dark and handsome. Oh, I'm just crazy about my new flame. Oh, dear.
What's the matter now?
Oh, dear, I forgot to find out his name. What's the difference? He's tall and dark and handsome.
One thing I'd like to know. Is he strong or is he weak?
How should I know? Give me a chance. I've only known him a week.
But I hear he comes of a good family.
Wait till you see the family he gets from me. And he's tall and dark and handsome.
All right. How is his technique?
Just a minute. Be careful how you speak. I said he's tall and dark and handsome.
When you're alone, what does he do?
Mind your business. What's that to you? Pay attention to me, Teddy. I said he's tall and dark and handsome.
May I come up some night and meet that guy?
Certainly. Sure. But if the lights are out, don't be nosy. Just keep on walking by.
Tell me, does he thrill you when he speaks?
Pardon?
I say, does he thrill you when he speaks?
Who the hell can understand those Greeks? But he's tall and dark and handsome.
Sophie Tucker with incidental questions by her pianist, Ted Shapiro. Let's have two songs now. Who Cares What You Have Been, Helen Morgan. And Lee Morris then sings He's a Good Man to Have Around. First, Helen Morgan.
At last I found contentment. There's no resentment for days of yore. When I'm around you, I want no more. I'll never ask who you cared for. What has the future in store, dear? Who cares what you have been? It's what you will be. Oh, that's all.
Helen Morgan. Or Lee Morris, I'm sorry. Wrong list here. Lee Morris, he's a good man to have around. Now, Wee Bonnie Baker opened the program with Old Johnny. She's a fickle lady. She's now singing about Billy. About do it for Scratchy Grooves this evening. Wee Bonnie Baker, Billy. Women singing about men tonight. You have a little time left if you'd like to call in a request for next week, 451-2701. This is Bill Chambliss. Scratchy Grooves will be on again next week at 7 o'clock, as usual. And as usual, will be followed by Neil Payne and his big band music program, In a Mist, at 8 o'clock. And it's just about